Welcome. Thank you so much for deciding to click on this podcast. If you're downloading or streaming, don't forget to subscribe. This is just a little intro to our Season 1, Episode 0 pilot. I want to give you a heads up of what's to come. I'm here with my oldest daughter, Amara, the DM Game Master.
Hello.
And of course, we have her other half, Brian Geb the Bear.
Hey, guys.
We are in our little small studio and just thinking about season one. We're in season two now, right?
Yes.
What are we in? We're in the third year. We're in our third year of recording. When we started this venture, A Quest for Magic and Steel, what you're about to listen to, was our pilot episode where we were basically practicing and figured, well, let's lay down some tracks and see how it goes, right? Mic technique, remember that? So we had six mics around a table. Matter of fact, episode zero, we didn't even have mic stands, right?
Nope.
We had mics, but we were holding them. So we did a lot of editing to episode zero. I cut out most of the bangs, but we were holding our mics, which is insane to do. We went through three different mixers in the first few weeks, finally nailed things down. So what you're listening to at first, the first three or four episodes, is us trying to find our way and learning how to use proper mic technique, how to sound dampen our room a little better, and just be better podcasters in general. By the time you get rolling, I guess episode six is where we do our character.
Yeah, episode six is probably where it starts getting better in sound quality and also mic technique. We start figuring out when someone's talking to not talk over them and everything else.
And we actually don't actually learn that until, I think, season two. Because season one, we're still doing a lot of that. And also, my editing got better because season one, I left a lot of stuff in. I mean, I ended up deleting a lot, but when you listen back to it, there's a lot of stuff that was left in as far as not just the role playing. It was a lot of explanation of how we play and what we're rolling and the spells and all that stuff. So if you're into that, you'll enjoy that. But season 1.5 and season 2, we cut most of that stuff out and it's more just the role playing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, anything else we want to tell these great adventurers before they listen to episode 0?
Just enjoy yourself as you're listening to our crazy family funny banter that we have.
Oh, that's a good point. And a lot of people say, sometimes they'll email us or something and say, I didn't even know you guys were a family. So right off the bat, let me tell you, I am Dad, David Steele, and my daughter Amara is the Game Master. And then we have Shayna is in season one. She's my second daughter. My third daughter doesn't join us because she has other activities. Fourth daughter is involved in season two. And my son Josiah is my youngest, and he is in both seasons, right?
Yeah,
so we are a family, and we have Brian is Amara's boyfriend. And then we have Alicia, family friend. A couple other people join us here and there. Enjoy this show, and always remember to subscribe. If you'd like to reach out to us, we love talking to friends of the show. Email us, find us on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you want. Instagram, right? We're everywhere.
Yeah, we just want to say hi. And also,
we won't bite. Well, give the bear mite.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pilot of our podcast. From thesteelempire.com, S-T-E-E-L-E, empire.com, and this is called, Mara?
Magic and Steel.
Magic and Steel, S-T-E-E-L-E.com, Magic and Steel, and this is our D&D podcast. This is our pilot show, so actually we recorded about, how many, 15 minutes already, and I totally didn't hit the record button. So I suck. All right, so we're going to go again and try to... What am I writing here?
You're recording now, right?
Double I am check. Recording, yes.
Okay.
Recording. Good. I am recording this time.
Write your name, character name.
I don't know what it is. Here, you write it down.
I don't know your name.
It's Nom Foodle.
Let Joe spell it for you.
I got you.
Yeah, speaking of it, so my name's David, and I am Nom Foodle. We're using this new app, and the app is called what, Brian?
D&D 5e Character Sheet.
All right, cool. Yeah, it's an app you can get on iPhone or any Android device. It's pretty decent, so... We don't get any money from it, but you can download it for free, try it out, and then it's $2.99 for the upgrade, which isn't bad. So I'm Nom Foodle. Well, my friends call me Nunu. Was that my voice? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I am a Bard 3 action hero. Not very action-y. Okay. I am a gnome. I am a forest gnome,
And my background is I'm a guild artisan, so I'm heavy duty into my craft. And I'll tell you a little bit more about me as we move on. But I have high dexterity, constitution, charisma, and intelligence. So I'm a pretty slick dude. Charisma is a little higher. I got double two charisma, double two dexterity, and intelligence. A couple of my top ones are persuasion and deception. Ooh. Brian helped me with that. Set that up. And I don't understand all the rest. So I am a noob to D&D. You will find out. We did play a little thing with us, right? Not much. We did a few sessions and I had a blast with it. So we decided to bring it to our fan base so you can enjoy listening to our nonsense. And I will hand the mic over to Shayna.
Okay. My character is Rashandala, barbarian. Rashandala is mentally challenged.
Duh.
So Rashandala is a folk hero. She comes from a little village called Nehelm. And
could you say that again?
Nehelm.
Nehelm.
You're
and
welcome.
She saved her village from attack of giant spiders with her warhammer.
Web
Rashandala, board. Even though she's mentally challenged and usually cheery, she has a little Naruto action going on. She's got a demon inside of her, and you'll hear a little bit of that eventually when she goes into a rage. She's extremely good with animals, and that's mostly it. That's all you gotta know. Thanks. Bye. Love ya.
Next up, Josiah.
Ha ha. This is Aeschylus. I am a human fighter. So fighter, you know. I got 13 health, armor class 14, speed 30, initiative 3. My strength is 11 normally, dexterity 16, modifier 3.
There's
other
not
stuff
really
from
a
there.
Reason that we need to know
I mean,
your stats.
Some people like
that's
like
just something
to know.
That'll help All right. you guys out.
I just thought some of the higher ones, kind of some fans
yeah, yeah,
of D&D
yeah.
would like to know, kind of gives an idea
well,
of how strong
if somebody
our character
leaves a comment.
I thought. No?
Yeah, yeah. So? I mean,
okay. If somebody actually requests that, sure. But
all right, then when you
by.
Describe yourself, don't say it.
I won't. It's not gonna be me.
So are we going around like background stuff? Are we doing that right now?
A little bit, yeah. Just tell us where you're
so,
from.
A little bit about your character.
I'm a little like, my background is a mix between like soldier / guild artisan. My character grew up in a guild. He was raised there. His parents died in a bandit raid back at their old town. I don't know what that town is. Doesn't really remember because he was very, very young. So he grew up there. It was kind of like a warrior's guild, fighter's guild. He kind of learned all his tricks and skills and all that fun stuff. And then he became a soldier and kind of went into a war, like, just a war, and he kind of grew on that, and...
So you're a basic white boy.
You know, yeah.
I'm a homie white boy with a little bit of guildy art and military experience. Next!
Exactly.
Amara, are you the GM or DM? How are you going with this?
DM, Dungeon Dragon, or
Pull that
game,
mic wire a little
I mean,
bit.
Dungeon Master or
DM.
Game Master,
okay. Pull that mic wire a little bit so it doesn't mess up your screen. Just give yourself a little play there. There you go. All right, you got the mic.
Well, I'll be DMing this campaign. I'm kind of starting off it as a random dungeon. I haven't really done much DMing in the past. I want to try to do a little more to kind of up my experience. And I hope this campaign you guys enjoy. I'm kind of going to just wing with it and see how it goes.
That's how we roll, winging, baby. Yeah.
We don't have wings.
Yeah. All
right, and the last character. Go ahead and introduce
yourself.
I am
Geb the Druid.
Otherwise
known
as Brian.
Geb the Druid.
BB.
I'm about 150 years old. I'm a wood elf. And I'm a nomad. Kind of just roam around the woods by myself.
You're old.
Left my village when I decided that they weren't good enough for me.
And would you say, what's your thing? Are you a...
I'm a druid. I'm
He's
a wood
druid
elf.
Druid is what he is.
Druid has magic? Or
yeah, it's like
is he
going to
be like the super smarty
magic.
One
okay.
in this team?
Shapeshifts, too.
I think so.
Turn into animals.
He'll be the super smarty one.
He's rude.
Super smarty. I don't have any intelligence. You have the most intelligence.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I got minus one intelligence.
Well,
I've plus
Let's
one intelligence.
Let's go on an adventure! Alright, so we've got about 10 minutes to start this campaign until someone has to leave. So we're gonna
knock her out.
Yeah, we're gonna get into this a
Bring
little
it
bit.
On!
And I'm just gonna explain some things about where you are and probably go into more detail for the next few sessions once I figure out how I want this hometown to be. So you guys, in general, you are from the Azerton country. That's where you guys all come from. That your towns are in there. There's a capital and a couple other things.
So is that like the country?
Azerton is the country. It's the land that you guys come from. So you just kind of call yourself, like, you're from Azerton. That's where you're from.
I live in the forest of Azerton on the east coast.
Of Dale.
So, you guys are all from that location. Now, it doesn't matter where you are right now. I'm going to just kind of explain a little bit.
I'm leaving my hometown for better things.
For now, you're still in your hometown.
Oh.
Okay. I'm still in my guild.
No, you didn't.
Later, guild. I'll be like a companion.
Get back to where you once belong.
How do you pronounce your character's name, Joe?
Aeschylus,
you're still in
sounds like Legolas.
My guild, or like the city of the guild,
you're
like wherever
be in
that's
the,
placed.
The capital city, which is called Everton.
Everton.
Okay.
What?
And Everton is the capital of the
what is this place?
Country.
Country. Oh wait, can we write this down? How do you spell
this
stuff?
Yes, write it down.
Hurry up, Joe.
All right.
Don't.
Your backstory, your
new
guild.
New. Hello.
New. Hi.
New.
I'm a forest gnome.
So you're in the forest.
I'm a guild bot.
Okay. So where you are right now, you're just kind of roaming around the forest, trying to find people to entertain and kind of bring out your joy and
let me entertain you. Okay.
And you're just kind of roaming the forest,
my town.
Right? Maybe even the same forest that he's in.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So,
wait, I live in the forest? He lives in the woods. It's different.
All right, Dungeon Master. He's walking into the woods.
What's the name of the country?
Get over yourself,
Azerton?
Okay?
Azerton. I don't know.
Azerton? You
know. What's the...
Everton.
Everton. It's Everton.
Ton. All right, I completely spelled that wrong, but you know, who cares?
As long as you can sound it out.
So,
as you can sound it out.
You guys are all in your respected areas right now. Kind of mining.
You better
respect
RESPECT. Find out what it means to me.
So you're that kind of bard.
Now this bard is running through the woods singing these songs.
RESPECT.
Find
out what it means to me. RESPECT. Take care, TCP.
So I'm not here, right? I'm not in the forest. I'm just kind of sitting in the back.
Hey, Druid, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me.
You just hear a murmur.
You can't see him.
It's slightly different than what you're used to hearing in the woods. You're not exactly sure what you're hearing, though. Now, all of a sudden, all of you, you're in separate areas. You start to feel lightheaded. You start to feel kind of sleepy. It's midday, so you shouldn't be sleepy at all. You start to feel really sleepy.
Go to the tavern.
Tired. Your eyes are really heavy. They're falling.
And getting a little tired.
You hear this weird noise in the back of your head.
Mom, I'm hearing the voices again.
Is this a magical type of sleep?
No.
Oh, no.
You can't negate it.
I can see clearly.
So you guys are feeling this cloudiness in your head. Then all of a sudden, you're knocked out cold.
What are you, SpongeBob?
Mm-hmm. All right. A couple minutes later, you guys wake up.
Where am I?
Mom? What happened?
Are you here?
Hello?
Now, you each notice you're not in Azerton anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy.
Toto! That annoying voice I'm hearing. Mom, I'm really scared.
Toto.
You see different people around you. These three people you've never seen before.
Who are you?
And you're in this woods, this dark, dense woods that you're not familiar with it at all. You guys normally go through the forest, Jeb and...
No.
Nunu.
You normally go through the forest. You've never seen these kind of trees before. They're ginormous.
Creepy.
They're huge. You have no idea where you
are.
So what are you guys going to do?
First, I'm going to cry. I really need my mom, guys. I really do.
Hello?
Who are you people? Shing. Well, first, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Shandala. It's nice to meet you all.
Explain yourself.
Shandala.
Fiends.
All right, calm down, everyone. Relax. Obviously, there's been some foul play. Something's amiss. So, Shandala, my name is Nunu. You can call me Nunu. All my friends do. Welcome.
Doo-doo.
Welcome to the group.
Sounds like doo-doo.
Okay. So, Mr. Druid, is it? Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Geb the Druid.
Nice. Geb. Obviously, we don't know what this forest is, and you are, sir?
Aeschylus.
Hi, Aeschylus. Anybody know what we're doing here? I'm at a loss.
I like that it's dark. I'm a tiefling. Tiefling.
We can see that, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
I like
it's
that it's
scary.
Dark.
The tail is
I don't
beautiful.
Like the light. Thanks.
Yeah, is it dark, DM?
It's dim.
It's
a dark
seems like it's dark because the trees are so high.
Oh, overbearing the trees. Okay.
So you guys have no idea what time of day it is.
This is crazy. Did you guys fall asleep?
Is anyone good at climbing?
Are we dreaming?
I fell.
I fell asleep. I was getting tired.
I can jump. Yeah, I can jump really high.
Did anybody else get tired and fall
asleep? I feel that I was knocked out.
I thought it was just the voices that I hear in my head and then all of a sudden, darkness.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello,
like
darkness, my old friend.
Wait, did anyone hear that?
I heard that. Is that in my head?
Whoa.
Let's go find out what it is. It could be an animal.
Nymphs around here?
Don't trust the nymphs.
Hey, Druid, do you have any perception?
Never trust the nymphs, guys.
Rolling perception.
D20, right?
Rolling.
I got a 7.
Keep them percepts rolling.
I got a 9.
I got a nat 20. Thank you, honey.
I got a 9 plus 3, which is 12. No.
So, say your rolls again.
Nat 20.
24.
11.
All right. So,
we're both
you
stupid.
Two are hearing this giggling, but you have no idea where it's coming from. You're just kind of looking around.
It's coming from inside my soul.
Are you guys next to each other? Near each other?
Yeah, pretty close.
Well, we're all around
you
the same area.
Floating around your heads just above you is this kind of glowing light. And as you look closer to it, it's a little girl. It looks like a little girl with wings and short hair.
It's a pixie.
And she's flying around.
Hello, pixie.
Hey, hi. Oh, you found me.
Do you know why we're here?
Oh, I have no idea, but you guys are so amusing.
Well, what's your name?
Well, you can call me Stelly, but my name is actually Stelliope.
Stelliope Stelly. Nice to meet you. I am Nunu.
Nice to meet you too, Nunu.
Are these your woods?
No, they are not. I don't know where I am, actually. I've been kind of wandering around, but I'm glad I found you guys.
Did you get tired and fall asleep?
No, I've been here forever. I don't know where you guys came from. You look kind of strange, too. I've never seen your kind.
Interesting.
Who are you talking to?
Nothing, Druid.
Leaves.
You're talking to leaves?
Druid doesn't have it all together.
So stupid.
Hey, guys, have you met...
I'm with the idiot.
I guess I should have wrote your name down.
Stelly.
Have you guys met Stelly?
I don't even see anyone.
Come on over here, please.
Who is Stelly?
Stelly rushes towards your face.
Oh my god!
You get so surprised that you fall over and hit your head on a tree.
Oh my.
And you get knocked out.
Oh my!
Well.
Rashandala is out cold.
Let me check Rashandala's breathing. She seems okay. Breathing fine. A little unconscious.
Sorry about that. I might have scared her. I'm not maybe she doesn't know who I am or what I am. Maybe she's never seen my kind.
Oh, it's okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
It's okay. And she seems fine. I just checked her vitals. Everything's okay. Let me just prop her head up here on this little...
Feed her to the plants.
Someone's jacket here. We'll roll this up.
I might be able to lead you guys to someone that can help. Maybe this way. Maybe over here?
Wait, who's the strongest one here? Who can help carry this? this young one. Not you. You're
the tiefling, the strongest one here.
Can you help me, Mr. Druid?
I can help
you
out.
I'm a little small. How about the human and the druid? Okay, we're going to pause right here in gameplay, and we're going to see out of character. Shayna is leaving us. She has somewhere to go. So say goodbye, Shayna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, tiefling. You got knocked out.
That's our knucklehead tiefling. She's asleep now. All right, so the tiefling is heading out to get ready to go out to dinner.
Have fun.
We'll continue.
Have fun with that dinner inside your head.
We will continue.
Don't knock our wall down.
When you come back, you can like explain what you're dreaming about, which is your dinner.
She just crawled down under
Yeah, she's like crawling under our sound blanket. She slowly goes out.
I got the human and the druid.
I'm an elf.
Or the elf druid are going to help carry her.
Can I take over her mic?
Sure you can. Yeah, come on over.
All right. Now, as you guys are looking more around, you've been here for a while. So you are starting to feel a weird atmosphere. Almost like there's a different kind of magic that you're not used to in the air.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you've never seen these types of trees before, and even the grass and the dirt looks strange. Pixies aren't that common in your normal country, but you know what they are. You've never exactly seen any, so you might have thought them as a myth before. Obviously, now they're not.
I suggest we keep moving. This is a little creepy here.
Indeed.
Oh, where do you want to go?
Yeah. You have any idea what these woods are?
Kind of.
You know your way around?
Yes.
How about you guys? Anybody? No? You're not from around here, right?
No.
Okay.
We're all coming from the same place.
We try to follow the pixie and hope for the best?
Yeah.
I think we need to get moving, though. This is a little creepy around here.
Well, I don't know if we can move anywhere with her.
Oh, they're going to carry
her. Leave her here.
It's okay.
You're going to carry her?
Yeah, I don't want to leave her. I'm a little worried.
I don't know if you'll be able to carry her and walk through these woods. There's a lot of things in here.
Okay.
Like what?
Let's see. Well, is there any way we can hide her while she sleeps?
Can we put her
somewhere?
Hide her?
Dig a hole and stick her in the hole.
Well...
Feed her to the plants.
You can leave her head sticking out? Like...
So...
Well, we just met, but...
Nunu.
Yes.
It seems we haven't really introduced ourselves. I'm Aeschylus.
Greetings! Pleasure to meet you.
Same to you.
I don't think we really have time for this, though. This is getting a little creepy. We need to do something. You think we should do something with her, then? Any suggestions?
Drag her?
Well, I don't really know where we are, and I can't go up past the tree top. So maybe one of you could check up and see if you can see anything further in the
climbing.
Horizon, maybe.
That's a great idea. Let's see. Anybody have climbing or acrobatics, athletics?
I have acrobatics.
I have a 3
you can
acrobatics.
All take
I have
plus 5 athletics acrobatics. Roll to see how far you can go up the tree.
D20.
I cast Spider's Climb.
All right. He is.
Which means I can just walk up the tree.
Yeah, he's walking up
you
the tree.
You go, boy.
As
before
you guys
even
try
do
to
anything.
Climb, you don't even.
I'm just wrapping
get your
my,
hand
I'm trying
on
to wrap
there.
My arm around the bark.
Yeah,
he's
I got a 3 plus 5, so that was like an 8, so
he's walking
just
up.
Fell down.
All right. So you get past the canopy of trees. It's really thick leaves. They're big leaves, like bigger than your hand. Like the leaves are all as big as your hand, maybe even bigger. And you look around, everything looks huge. It's just, you see treetops all over. A little further down, you see the sun. It's actually, midday, probably around, with your druid, you being a druid, you kind of know the times and stuff. So you think it's around 4 or so at night. It's starting to get a little cooler and the sun is going down. So you know it's going down in that direction. As you keep looking around and circling, you see towards the north what looks like a small tower or some type of block or building or something out in the distance. You could probably assume that it's at least a little less than 7 miles away. It wouldn't be too long of a trip, probably 2 hours or so to get there. Maybe a little more, depending on how much.
I'm also an outlander, so I'm good at navigating
nice
geography. And
Pathfinder?
and stuff.
The Tower of Power. So did he come down and tell us this?
Yes. I tell you everything that I just heard. Or I
that I just gleamed. Made up in my own mind.
Everything I just gleaned from our location.
What did you glean?
What you said.
What you said.
Play, rewind, and pause and play.
I thought your character. Okay. So what are you guys going to do?
We need to get moving.
Did
Tower of Power?
Were you able to tell south, west, east?
Yes.
Wait, what did you see?
I saw the sun. And
I saw the sun.
Open the village.
I saw the sun.
The village? What did it look like?
Buildings.
Buildings? Were there a lot of them?
Uh-oh.
And there was a tower?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't know if you want to go that way.
Why? What do you know about it?
Seems the most populated area.
I think he's there.
Who's he?
And she scurries behind.
Who's he?
Rashandala's head.
Who's he?
She's scared.
Who is he?
Okay, gnome, calm down.
Who is he?
I don't like to talk about it.
Okay, just tell us, what is he? Oh, my goodness.
Gnome.
My apologies. Oh, I'm so sorry. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Rock-a-bye, little pixie. Nee, 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 nee. Nunu is here. All everything right. will be
So what
fine.
We know, there's some evil power.
Oh, boy. What do we do?
Is there anything else you saw, Geb?
Geb? Tower of Power. Is that it?
Any other way?
That way. It's about 5 o'clock.
Pixie's a little frazzled. I'm not sure if we trust her or believe her. She might have brought us here.
Everyone make a perception roll.
14 plus 2, which is 16.
And me.
I got 16.
Perception, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Perception.
You got 18 plus whatever.
Okay, 19 for the gnome?
I got 16.
24.
Dang.
19.
That druid can roll.
Well, wisdom is my thing. Perception's a wisdom roll.
24, 19.
Yeah. 16.
16. You guys, I mean, you were deep in conversation, but you all start hearing a rustling in the leaves, kind of towards a different direction. Almost.
And I draw my sword.
Shing.
I snap my head around, of course. What
you hear a rustling in a different direction.
Oh, boy.
And you all look that way. As you're looking,
longsword.
It gets louder and louder, and then it stops just by the bushes that are right by you guys.
We all turn in that direction and stare.
So
we hear the rustling.
You guys
I know
hear
my
the
powers.
Rustling. It gets louder until the rustling stops.
And there's
in
a couple
bush.
Different spots it's coming from around.
No,
us?
It's one. It's
oh, one spot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who goes there?
Medium leather armor.
That's what you have.
Yeah.
He throws that in there. I'm a
like
light
jacket and stuff, you know.
Who goes there? Hello?
I've been in this situation
slowly
before.
You
have a sword?
Yes, sir. I have my sword drawn.
You see these pointy, kind of like, almost like a crown-ish thing, kind of peeping up over the...
Like a tree thing.
It's a dryad!
And then, like,
Devonart.
Eyes, face.
Oh, boy.
Like a tree, almost like a tree being, kind of.
Did you bring us here?
Who goes there?
The dryad puts a finger to its lips, points in a direction, and starts drifting over that direction.
Could we go that way?
Anybody know what a dryad
I
is?
I guess we're going that
I've
way.
I've been in the situation before.
Is it good or bad?
Back
Can
in the Great
knowledge
War.
Can I use nature to see what I know about the dryad?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
Back in the Great War, I've been in the situation. We were scouting. It was dark as night. And I felt a presence that led me to the way when we won the battle. So I believe we should follow this being.
You know that this type of dryad is one that always is around the forest to kind of like maintain the forest. You've actually almost come in contact with this kind of dryad in your home forest Ooh. Area. But this one looks a little bigger and almost weaker. And you know that it's good in nature and it's just trying to
help the forest out.
So is it going to drain our essence?
No,
or
it's good.
Help I us. Believe trying we should follow
us.
This.
Trying to help the woods. Yeah. It doesn't care about us. Maybe it brought us here to
no,
eat
it's
us.
It's trying to help us.
I have investigation as well. Should I roll or just leave it as that? At that?
I mean, you can investigate, but that's not going to tell you.
You'd rather roll knowledge of insight. The dryad. Insight would be to kind of figure out if you think if this person or whatever is.
And what I roll?
Good.
Insight.
Or
D20. D20. Roll me, sir. Okay.
A three.
A three plus two. Five.
You don't really have any idea.
Okay. I get it.
Sorry.
So we follow?
Yes.
Follow.
Yeah. We should follow.
You like her?
Go. Yeah.
Is it a girl or boy?
It's an it.
Okay. Let's follow. Wait, what are we doing for Shandala? Can you guys still carry her? I'd like to bring her.
What kind of strength do you think I have?
I suggest we carry her if we can. I wouldn't like to leave her here.
All right, so you guys pick up Rashandala, arm on each shoulder, and the front person has her legs.
Wait, how big is she?
And you guys walk.
She's pretty big.
So I guess you're the front person. You got her legs.
I'm little.
You guys, like almost three-man firemen carry her, and her tail's like dragging.
I'll hold her tail.
That's
about all
I can handle.
Okay.
So, it's a heavy tail. As I said before, I've been in this kind of situation before. Back in the Great War, when I fought with my scout regiment, I...
And you fought dryads?
No.
Dryads?
But I've been in the deep forest. We were scouting around the area, trying to figure out new ways to get to the behind enemy lines. And there is something. I wasn't sure. I can't recall.
Is this going to be a long story?
No, it's going to be quick.
We need to follow this thing.
But I saw something, and it just... I could tell it told me where to go. And that's how we won one of the greatest battles in our past.
So, as you guys are continuing in the forest, the trees look healthier where you're going.
Hmm.
And they also look less...
overbearing, intimidating.
Yeah, so it's a nicer glowing. Area. It almost looks like it's glowing. You can actually see some of the sun coming through the tops of the trees.
I feel like a weight is lifting off my chest.
And also that magic, that different feeling of magic that you were feeling earlier, is kind of like
beginning to
slightly
wane.
Going away from you. Now, you also notice, Druid, that. This is the opposite direction of the tower.
This is the opposite direction of the tower.
Where he is. I don't know yet.
So as you continue going, you get to a clearing, and it looks like up in trees, you can kind of see what might be a house or kind of hidden behind trees and under bushes and rocks. There's also... bigger rocks that kind of have caves underneath. It looks like almost like a town in the forest. You start to hear rustling noises and kind of people talking and stomping around and louder noises. Now, the dryad looks back at you guys, waves forward with her hands, and then disappears into the ground.
Woo!
Oh, she took us here.
Do you know this place?
Where is here?
Yeah, this is where Master Minotaur is.
What? Are you from here?
No, but I've been here before.
Nice. Who's this Master Minotaur? Is he nice?
Yeah, he's very nice. He's helped me out a lot.
Good, good, good. What do you think, guys? We should go see someone that could help us?
Yeah, it seems to help me. Good. Help us so far.
So as you
lead the way, young one.
Okay. Hut two. Come on, everyone, let's go.
Right. Lift the shoe.
Master Minotaur.
Oh boy.
Now, they can't really hear the pixie because she's kind of quiet.
Maybe we should yell.
Master Minotaur.
Master Minotaur.
Come on, Jeb.
So as you guys keep walking, there are huts and, trees that are forming houses and bigger areas and what looks like all different creatures walking around. you haven't really seen these creatures before. They almost look like animals, and they're just walking animals. Now, the pixie leads you, or Stelly leads you to a bigger looking hut. And she twiddles her tiny hands on the door and knocks a couple times. You hear a...
That was good. Boom, boom, achoo!
Not a sneeze. You hear a... and then a... of the door opening. And the door's about a normal humanoid size, maybe like... 6 feet tall, maybe six and a half feet tall. The door height. Now, this big minotaur ducks his head through the doorway and stands up in front of the door and looks at you all. Probably about 8 or 9 feet tall.
What is he?
A minotaur.
Greetings!
Stelly!
Oh, good.
What brings you here?
Well, I found these travelers in the woods, and they don't know how they got here, and I was kind of lost, so the dryad helped us.
Ah, well, I see. Well, who are you?
Oh, I am Nunu, and these are my new companions.
Geb, I'm a druid.
Hello, sir. The name's Aeschylus.
And this is Roshandala, who fell and banged her head. Do you have any medical attention we could give her?
Or at least he lay her down a little bit.
He lifts up his hand and makes a gesture to a couple people. And these other smaller-looking minotaurs, as well as a almost a tiger type of animal, person, humanoid, picks up Roshandala and takes her away to a different hut.
Thank you so
much. Don't worry. She will be taken care of.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your hospitality. I'll tell you what. This is kind of creepy. There's foul play going on. We, just woke up here. Have no idea what's going on.
I need to use your little druid's room.
He has to go tinkle. And do druid.
Yes.
It seems we've all been knocked out.
I'm going to go use the little druid's room.
Well... over there.
Hopefully you have a fan. I heard druids can lay a stinker.
Sir, what is your name? What is his name?
This is the Minotaur. Oh, gadoogadoo.
Wait,
I have high wisdom, but I don't have a pen.
What's his name?
I can't write these things down.
Oh, yes, I did not say. My name is Mordon.
Mordon!
Well, Mordon.
I shall write a song about you, Mordon.
All right, all right.
Please don't.
Nunu.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's
It seems we've all been knocked out.
Yes.
I suppose by the same thing.
We should have a conversation inside the hut. Let's go. As he looks around, he doesn't want other people to hear.
By all means. Yes. Let's.
So he leads you all into his hut, and it looks kind of small when you're looking from the outside, but as you walk in, it's much higher. I mean, he obviously has to walk around in it and stand in it. The seats, they're just kind of big rocks and stuff that you could sit on. Maybe some blankets made out of leaves and hay and everything. And, just kind
of. This is like one of those Harry Potter tents. It's like huge in here.
Yeah.
Where does Harry Potter?
You know that little tent they have out at the games in like the fourth movie, something like that?
He's in character.
That is gigantic.
What are you talking about?
Oh.
Is that a book?
Please sit. Make yourself at home.
Why, thank you.
Huh? He leads you to a log on the ground, a tree that was cut that kind of sets as his table now. And you each take a seat. Either on the ground or on a small log or rock around there. And he sits down on his big rock that almost looks like a throne. And he sits down.
Thank you, Mordon. There's one question that's been aching in my mind.
Go ahead.
This little pixie, Stelly.
Hi!
Seems... seems to talk about some being.
Oh, no, don't talk about him!
In some tower, and I would like to know more on the subject.
Yes. We will get to that. It may take a little bit.
Okay.
For now, show me your hands.
Why?
There you go.
I need to see something.
Jazz hands!
Put your hand out to where he wants you to show the top of your hand. So put your palm down, the top of your palm facing him.
They look pretty normal to me.
He grabs each of your right hands.
Ooh, strong grip.
Bigger hand, obviously, and he looks at it. And then he lets go for a sec, stands up in a seat, walks into a different kind of room.
Uh-oh.
You hear some scrummaging around.
I hope he passed.
And then he comes back with something on his hand. He then gestures you to give your hand back. Give your hand back. He wipes the gel on your hand. And you see a symbol coming on your hand. He drops it. Grabs your hand. And rubs it on your hand as well. Sees the same symbol.
What does this mean? This?
Just as I expected.
Oh.
That is the symbol of Zul.
Uh-oh.
Zul.
Zul.
Zul? I've never heard of this creature.
Zul is the conqueror of this land.
Hmm.
I've been lucky to keep us hidden with magic and stealth and just helping everyone here in this woods. It's been very tough. As you can tell, the woods that you came out from aren't in the best condition and are not right.
I've noticed.
It seems
I felt
dark magic
off.
Is going on.
Yes.
Yes.
Is this that him at the tower?
Yes.
Hmm.
Many, many moons ago, a dark age came over this town,
Forest. This area.
We call it Feral. Feral is this country, this land. The land of Feral used to be a light, magical place.
Oh, I love this story!
She sits down on your head.
Which one?
Whose head?
Gnome's.
Oh, boy. I do have a big head. Get comfortable.
The land used to be... You guys okay?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
We just looked at each other at the same time.
This is a stupid laugh. For no reason.
Well, out of character.
Tell us the word.
All right.
This land.
Let's go, Morden.
This land is your land. This land is my land. Oh, sorry. Thank you. My apologies. Go on.
As I was saying, this land used to be peaceful and creatures roamed all over. Almost creatures that never looked like you folk. But
do you know what we are?
One day, this Zul came from the forest, deep, deep in the forest, and he looks like one of you.
Me?
Just you in general.
The human? We don't look much like each other.
We have the same limbs.
We don't have horns like you.
The basic area.
You've never seen my privates.
Oh my gosh, I was not talking
How dare you! To assume such a thing.
The day he came was the day I had to move my homeland elsewhere. That...
You lived
did
in
you
elsewhere?
See that tower?
Yeah,
We didn't see it, we've heard of
Jeb,
it.
Jeb, who was in the...
Who's in the...
Druids. The little druid room.
Privy, yes.
That used to be my home.
The privy? Oh, the tower! Oh, my bad! Sorry! So that's a little small
know,
for
I
you.
I gave him a look.
The tower, yes, it makes more sense. Much more sense. Yes, go on.
The tower used to be my home, and that thing took it from me.
Oh, boy.
That thing.
It's been taken from me, and I want it back.
Okay, did you bring this here?
I did not. He did. He set... Whatever he did to get here, I don't know how he came to this land to begin with, but whatever he did ripped a hole in the void.
Space-time continuum? Oh, no, that's another story. Go on.
Shut up, Nunu.
And has been messing with the magic here, as well as most likely in your homeland.
Oh.
Do you know our homeland, Azerton?
Have you ever been? It's a wonderful place.
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's a very questionable place.
The only reason I've heard about it is because Zul has some companions of his. And recently we came in contact with one and were able to get some information out of him.
Interrogation.
We got some information out of him.
Did you kill him?
Is that against the law?
What law are you speaking of?
We are in another land.
That's
dear
true.
Sir.
Never mind.
Is he one like us?
We're different.
Is he a gnome?
Human? No, he was dead.
What was he before he was dead?
A draugr?
He was dead.
The living dead?
Yes.
Oh boy. Okay. Do what you will.
Now that you're here, I want you to go to the tower.
Can I clap my heels 3 times and wish I was home?
No.
This isn't Dorothy.
I want you to go to that tower and take him down.
Yeah, about that. I don't see how we can do that.
Doesn't seem like
I
we have much
I can find passage for you home.
Well,
Since he came to this land, I've had shamans looking for more information about the portal or magic he was using to get here. They've gotten some pretty good information, and some of that information with a little bit more time may be able to get you folks back to the place that you came from.
Seems like the best plan we have.
The only plan.
But I will only let you get that information if you take down Zul.
Kind of
consider
like,
it done.
Oh, well, my. Speak for yourself, son. It sounds a little bit like a bribe, sir.
A bribe?
Yes.
What do we
get? Go back in the forest, then.
Good point. How about we all, you get your whole people here, and we just get our pitchforks?
My people here are civilians.
That would be too
much risk.
The
people that I had as warriors are already sent out looking in the land for more information.
Do I look like a warrior?
They haven't returned.
You're a bard.
I'm a bard. I sing songs. I heal.
You have weapons on you.
A little dagger here or there, but I'm not a warrior per se.
Well, you're the one who got here.
This wasn't my fault.
Obviously, he wants you for something.
He stands up, tall,
and
looks at you. You may stay in this town for the next 2 days. In that time, you can resupply and sleep and do whatever you wish. After those 2 days are up, I want you out.
Of course.
To go home?
To go to the tower.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were the smartest out of all of us.
So, no other options, huh?
No other options.
Any assistance?
I may be able to send one warrior with you.
It will not be needed.
But, easy, young man!
He will be back in a day and night time. We'll see if he's here tomorrow.
How can you tell us anything else about this evil man at the Tower of Power? Please?
Please, friend. Please.
Please.
I cannot, unfortunately, but I know of who can. The dryad that brought you here.
Mm.
I will have
nice
one...
Nice fellow.
I will have one come back to show you the hermit's hut.
And what is that?
The hermit's hut. The man that we were going to speak to get more information.
My past fellow friend is there. It's come a little...
Unhinged?
Yes, but he should be able to give you the information you need.
Since you lived at this tower of power, can you tell us about it? Is there a secret way in? Some hidden passageways? Maybe? Something? A little help?
I shall make a map out on a parchment and give it to you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh.
Go ahead.
I go into hip-hop once in a while.
Now, please, if you may, exit this hut. There are people waiting out there for you to show you your rooms.
Of course, good sir. We thank you for your hospitality.
Master Minotaur, go, thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, Master Minotaur. You're so fun helping them. Yay, I can't wait to go on this adventure with them.
But before we leave, is there any warning you need to give us about your hermit friend?
I shall warn you tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll come to see you first?
I will see you.
For breakfast?
Good day.
Breakfasts?
As he pushes you out the door.
Like, I'm already, like, walking out the door, and then you're like...
I keep going back. What time's breakfast?
Now, as you guys exit the door, you kind of see... Geb.
I'm a druid.
Running across between trees with his pants down, kind of like trying, looks like he's chasing something.
Something's chasing him or he's chasing something?
It looks like he's chasing something.
Does he have like some toilet paper hanging out? Not that there's toilet paper at this time, I don't know.
Maybe a leaf. Yeah, some leaves or something. Out. He likes leaves, he said it before.
That's true! And there's some big leaves right here.
So what's he chasing?
If you look closer, it looks like he's chasing a leaf.
It's blowing away?
No, it's blowing away.
Oh, Jeb! Or Geb!
Geb, what
he looks and keeps going.
Oh, my. Should we end here or you want to continue?
That's up to you. Do you guys want to continue?
It looks like it sounds like a great place to end. Unless you had some more story you'd like to keep going.
Not really, but I'll just there'll just be one other just insignificant character that'll pull you off into your door or house.
Okay.
Forever.
You want to do that now? Yeah, continue. Please.
You see what looks like a bird? What? You okay?
Here, buddy, buddy.
No, a humanoid bird, almost as big as the Minotaur.
Oh, my. Go away, birdie.
Kind of has like a face.
It's more like a dragon.
A head of an eagle.
Oh, boy.
And it's smaller than the Minotaur.
A hippogriff.
No. Oh. It has a humanoid body. It's weird. It's got feathers as arms, but
creepy.
It kind of looks like a female eagle person thing. Walks up to you.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Oh, hello. I am supposed to take you to your
room. You sound like a bird.
That is a good accent.
I'm going to take you to your rooms.
No, if you please follow me.
Okay, we're coming. Come on, come on, let's go, guys.
As Stelly tries to pull your shirts.
Stelly's pulling us?
Yeah. You.
How small is Stelly? Yeah, because you're small.
Okay,
Stelly literally like...
Like a fly, a butterfly?
Yeah.
Like Tinkerbell? Like in Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Okay, little one, we're coming. Sir?
Lead the way.
Jeb, when you're done, over here. Geb.
Now, here is your room. You may stay here. May I ask you a question?
By all means.
Are you going to the tower?
Why?
Regrettably, we might. I don't know why.
My son has been taken from me.
Oh, dear.
Please.
We will do anything in
our
power to get him back.
You must find him. I love my son. He's the only thing I have anymore.
We will bring everyone in that tower back.
Oh, please.
Does he look like you?
Yes.
I keep my word on that.
He is a brown feathers, though.
His name?
His name is Beaky.
Did you just come out with that?
Oh my god.
His name is Beaky.
You couldn't have like done anything else.
Oh, that's awesome.
I Beaky. I
That's like so generic.
Beaky. I call him Beakers, though. He's my beautiful Beakers baby. I love my Beakers baby.
She's crying. Mara has tears coming out of her eyes.
You must find my Beakers. I love him. Please. Please find him.
Ma'am, I keep it to my word that I will find any and last survivors in that town.
They have many slaves. They have a slave trade, I think. They are taking everyone.
I will get him back.
How do they take everyone? How do these people get taken? Do you know?
They just disappear. Like they were taken by shadows.
Have you seen these shadows?
No. I have not.
Anyone you know that has?
No, not
that. Give us guidance?
No.
Is it young
people?
I've
heard of rumors that the old hermit may know lots about that.
We're going to talk to him tomorrow.
Oh. Well,
don't give so much
I'm
away
sorry.
On our mission.
Have a good night.
You too. I hope you feel better. No worries, dear.
Oh, thank you. Please, again.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Please get Beaky.
We will.
Beaky.
Just like straight up, like, Beaky.
Hey, call on the spot.
What's your name?
Like, I was expecting, like, some cool, like, Beaky. Name, and then
Beakers.
We call them Beakers. This is the Muppets.
Right,
we come in the name of Beaky.
I didn't really think of
that. That was awesome. Hey, shut up, Amazon. That's a good point, too, for our fan base out there, our community. If you send us an email or shoot us off a Twitter to support our show and tell people to come check us out, you could be part of our podcast. You could be an NPC.
I'm not sure why you would want to.
What are the other? What do you call our? Is NPCs?
NPCs. I can make you NPCs. One of the characters that our.
Is there any other kind of character or just an NPC? Is that what you call them?
Yeah, NPCs. Is mostly what it's what I'll be talking.
Yeah.
Then.
So
I'll
you could be an NPC
out,
right? In our game and be on this podcast by name. Could be a character name you make up or your name, your Twitter handle, whatever, and we could throw you in here and be part of the fun. And it looks like Geb is back from catching his leaf. Did you catch your leaf, Geb?
Yep.
He's so
I had
plain.
To dig a pretty big hole.
So as they were leaving the hut, talking to the master Minotaur, they saw you running across the trees with your pants kind of hanging down, like looked like you were chasing something. And as they looked further, you were chasing a leaf.
Yeah.
Hi.
So good place to end there, GM?
Yeah, so Jeb comes into the hut and sees you guys. And next time we can start off with if you want to give him the information, or we could just tell him the information like you guys already told him.
Yeah.
And the next time we start, it'll be another day, and we'll continue from there, and we'll see what else you guys learn.
Tell him what we look like, because we haven't really done that.
We can do that more, yeah. I'll just say, Jeb, we're going to head off to bed right now. We're welcome here in this little village.
Cool.
And basically, we're screwed, but we'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll go meditate.
Good night.
Pretty bad.
So we head off to bed, and we will end there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. It's about an hour in. We went pretty long. It was great. Didn't even feel like an hour.
Yeah.
Went 1 hour recording. Nice. It was a good time. Very good job, Mara. I love it. Good story so far. Yeah. I like it too. You know, just kind of making up your own story arc, and it's awesome. Just having fun with it. You missed it too, Bri. Hopefully, you'll download our podcast and listen to the full recording since you were in the privy, and you'll miss her or the bird woman naming her child Beakers. Anyway, we had a good time. So again, we are steelempire.com, and our email address is
pods pods. At steelempire.com.
And that's spelled STEELE, Empire, EMPIRE.com. Check out the website. It is a work in progress. Got most of the stuff up to date here. All our podcasts will be uploaded onto the site. You'll be able to check them out and follow along. That's all I have. Anybody else? Comments?
Leaves.
No, I hope you enjoyed our magic and steel.
Y'all ready for this?
Little Leaf, Jeb has found you. Run over.
Another reference to
Geb.
Is it Jeb or Geb?
It's Geb.
It's Geb.
Sorry, Geb.
Jeb.
It's like Jif and Gif.
It's
all right.
Geb.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for downloading and listening. And if you did enjoy it, please leave us a, what do you call them, comment? Go if you're in iTunes, if that's where you download it from or whatever program you used, if there's a way to comment or give us a rating, any 5-star rating you can give us if you liked it. Hopefully you had a good time with it. The more ratings we get, the more popular we'll become and the more people will listen in and be able to support our programs. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Peace out.
Goodbye.